morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're talking with Gary Sissel with Nebraska Furniture Mart down at the Atlanta Rug Market. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me today. It's good to run into you. I've been wanting to find out how business is going in your, is it three stores that you have in Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Yes, we have three. One in Omaha, Kansas City, and Des Moines.
So how has business been?
Well, as we talked earlier, the first part of the year was pretty much a disaster with the weather. But since March, business has been steadily gaining. The last 2 months have been actually very, very good.
You know, we heard that things were doing pretty well, actually, up through about mid-May. And some of the people we've been talking to, we're missing some of the traffic in the store. But that's not what you're seeing?
May was good. We've had several big events that drove a lot of traffic. Now, that's not to say that when you get a bump up in traffic, that you don't immediately get followed by a bump down. We're seeing a little bit of that. But June and July so far have been really very, very good. We've seen a lot of traffic, consistent traffic, you know, weeks at a time where we'll see positive growth.
You think it's just because it's the Midwest? Or why do you think you're bucking the trend we're hearing?
Well, partly Midwest, I think. I think the Midwest has not been hurt as bad by the economic recession. I do believe that we're probably promoting more than the average stores. And we're not only promoting in the flooring category, but we're promoting across all four divisions, the furniture, appliances, electronics, and, of course, the flooring. I think that builds a synergy that helps drive traffic into the store.
So are you seeing year-over-year numbers be up across all categories?
Yes, so far, everything, knock on wood, so far everything looks good across all four divisions, yes.
But from even flooring categories, so tell me versus carpet versus hard surface, tell me how that's going.
Flooring categories, carpet has been soft for probably about 10 months. And when I say soft, flat, a point up, 2 or 3 points down, sometimes a little bit farther down than that. And the hard surface categories have been really picking up a lot of steam the last 6 months. I'd have to say our wood category, our LVT, luxury vinyl tile category has been very good. We've seen some ceramic business remain fairly steady and constant. Our countertop business has been very well. But the last 2 months in particular, we saw a big spike in carpet, which I think, I hope at least, is a positive sign for that category.
So I know that you've recently retrofit a lot of your stores. So you think it's a combination of the advertising and having a fresh look in your stores and having the right mix of products? You think that's what's winning for you?
Well, I think, you know, whatever our advertising message is, has to be communicated via our merchandising tools and then has to be reinforced by our sales staff. And if you can get all three of those pistons firing in the same direction at the same time, I think that synergy creates confidence in the consumer. They come in, they see fresh looks, they see new ideas, and then it's reinforced by a good sales force. And you put those things together, and I think you get positive results.
Okay, so you're getting good top-line sales year over year, and you're still making money doing it.
Yes, we are.
That's great. Well, we're at the Rug Market right now. Just a real quick, you're here. This is the summer market, which is secondary to the January market. So what's your primary purpose for being here?
Well, we get to touch base with all of our key suppliers, which is very important. It also allows us to visit with manufacturers that we have never done business with before. And we're here primarily looking for new and different designs and colors to supplement what we currently have going on. We are looking mostly in the transitional category. We're finding that business to be very, very good right now.
Are you seeing the price points under demand are a little lower than, say, last year?
Definitely seen impact in our knotted business. Knotted is traditionally a little bit more expensive, and from a consumer perspective, they are trading down in knotted. They're going for less expensive knotted, and when they trade out of the knotted category, they're definitely getting into the machine-made. We're seeing the price points right now. We're seeing a big push at that $200 to $900 range. I mean, that is a price range that consumers are actively pursuing different kinds of looks and products.
Okay. So do you have any other big events coming up with Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Well, we always have a big event. I think our anniversary sale coming up in August, where we celebrate, you know, our 73 years of being in existence, is always a big event. And fortunately, we've got a lot of good suppliers that'll come out and be on hand and help support us.
Are you doing anything around whole house installation discounts or anything like that to compete with some of the boxes?
We did an interesting thing in June, and I would say that the impact was okay. We did room packages where we would sell so many yards of carpet and give away a 42-inch plasma TV. And we did that in our other categories, furniture, put together, you know, a 14-piece furniture package for a price with a TV. Appliances did something like that. Then electronics did some variations on their TV sales. So we're trying some new things that way. And we have done the whole house installation. We ran one for $29 whole house installation, plus we gave a slight discount on the carpet product. And we're doing different kinds of events across all categories. We're having a rug liquidation sale where we have really hot price points to get the customers in. And then we have, of course, you know, a nice step-up strategy where we, you know, for a little bit more money, they can get a little bit nicer rugs. So we're here looking for stuff for that, too.
Great, great. Well, Gary, I appreciate you catching up with us. It's great to run into you because I've been wanting to hear how sales were doing in the Midwest. Been talking to Gary Sissel with Nebraska Furniture Mart, a Berkshire Hathaway company, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.